Now, excuse me, miss.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Sorry. Do I have to send my paperwork in fax? It's gonna be hard translating my work into Google.
You can take pictures of them.
And then give them to
me. And send me the pictures. Okay, now let me go, okay?
Sorry.
We're gonna go to CIS software. And under CIS software, you are going to find Visual Studio. Visual Studio 2015. Okay? And click on that to open. Okay? So, Visual Studio 2015. Click on that to open. Now, once it is open, you are going to pick New Project. Okay, so once you get here, you're going to click on New Project. And this should come up.
Mine's not loading up. Okay, there we go.
Mine goes much faster.
If I log in, it stops from scratching.
Okay.
Mine's a bit slow.
I wonder, is it connected to you or connected to the machine? Is it connected to you, I guess? So I was wondering if somebody else could use that machine for the last class and do the podcast.
No.
It's
not.
No. That's right. Mine is.
No, it doesn't.
Did you say about a new project?
New project. And if you get into trouble, Eric is here to get you caught up. Is everybody at where I'm at now?
Mine's loading.
Okay. Is everybody there or is it still loading?
Still loading.
Still loading? Okay.
It's scanning and updating.
Wait me when it's open. That does take forever, doesn't it? How about the back row? Are you guys in?
Visual Studio is loading stuff up. I'm trying to click on you.
Let me know when you get to when you click on the project. Okay, this is one of the places you can go to download it. Visualstudio.com/downloads, and I would download the community edition, which is free. So I will take a picture of that and put it out on the web, and you can get it. But you can download that for free. But Now is probably not the greatest time to be doing it.
That's only on Windows 10, right?
Yes. I think there may be a way to do it on Apple, but I don't know.
I think you can download it for Apple.
Okay, so now I've got the... This is how you can download it. So now let me go back to where I was. And this is what I have. And everybody's here now or no? Back row, are you here now? So, make sure you hit Visual Basic. Because if you look over there on the line, you can see that Visual Studio kind of handles a whole bunch of languages. So you make sure that you click on Visual Basic. You make sure that you click on Create a Directory for Solution. And that should come up checked, but you want to check it. Because you want your solution to be in a directory all by itself. Then you click on Windows Form Application. So you click on Windows Form Application. Okay. And now you give it a name. So I can call this First 12, can't spell, First 12 November 7th. Okay, so I'm calling this First 12 November 7th. Notice when I put the name in here, it copied it down and put it there as well, the solution name. So I have the name both places. The community version, when you download it, at least I believe, does not show this path. So when you go in, you have to immediately save in order to get that name. Then I wanted to go on my F drive, so I'm fine, but you can browse to find out where you want it to go. So you can click on the browse and put it, and what I would do is put it on a flash drive so that you can run it anywhere. Okay, so you've got to have Visual Basic, Project, Create the Solution, Windows Form, give it a name, and pick a location. Okay? When you've got all of that taken care of, then you click on the OK. Okay. Now, this is hopefully what you are getting. However, when I logged in first, I got a tabular module. If it is on tabular module, come over here and click on Solution Explorer. So you should have these two things and the form, and that's what your screen should look like. And if that's not what your screen looks like, Eric will come and help you. Okay, but that's what it's got to look like. Now, we're going to need a fourth thing that isn't up there right yet, and that is the toolbox. And notice the toolbox is written down the side here, but I need the toolbox. So I'm going to click on the toolbox. And it comes up, and it came up with General. What you really want is Common Controls. And I want to put this in place. Notice that little pin. That little pin can be turned down to lock it, and left up, it goes in and out. I want to lock it because I want to use it all the time, so I'm going to turn that pin around to make it go up and down. And so now this is what I have. Okay? So before we do anything, your screen should look like this. And again, if it's not, put up your hand and I'll call Derek and he'll come and help you. Okay, so what I've got is, here's the name of the project, First 12, November 7th. So that's the name I gave it. If you're doing the community, as I said, it doesn't save it both places. So I would come in here and do a file, save all. And that kind of makes sure that everything is ready. So I would do a file, save all. Properties are the things about the form. This form is going to be a user interface. And I'm going to put all kinds of stuff on it. And the properties will let me put things on it. It will let me change the color of things. It will let me change the size of things. It will let me do a lot of things. Now, there are two ways to show the properties. One is the box right there that I'm pointing to, right under Form 1, that says Categorized, and the other says Alphabetically. I prefer alphabetically. You can choose what you want, but I keep mine clicked for alphabetically. Okay, so here is my form, and it's now telling me about Form 1. Okay, now I'm going to take some things and put it on my form. So I'm going over the toolbox, and I'm clicking on Label. And I'm dragging Label over to my form. And when I drag Label over there, it makes something called Label 1. Okay. I'm going to change and name things so they're more meaningful than Label 1, Label 2, Text 1, Text 2. So I'm going to go up here and scroll up to where I see Name. And I'm going to change the name from Label 1 to LBL Name. And I'm calling it LBL Name because I'm going to put in somebody's name. So I'm calling it LBL, which is the shorthand for label. And then I made a capital N when I write name. Then I don't want it to show up as Label 1 on the form, so I scroll down until I find the text property. And when I find the text property, I change it to something more meaningful. I'm going to call it name colon, okay, because that's my label. So I'm calling it name colon, okay. So now I go back out to my form and I find a text box and I bring over a text box. And this text box is where I'm going to have the user enter their name. So it's a text box and I drag that over. And now I'm going to go up and I'm going to change its name. So I'm going to name and I'm going to call it TXT name. Yes.
How did you get the label box into the form?
How did I get the what into the what?
The white box.
I just dragged over. It's not a label. That's a text box.
So how do you...
And I dragged it from here over.
So do you drag the word text box?
Yes. Okay. And then I changed its name to text name. Okay. Now, the next one I want to do is I want to do a pay per hour. So I'm going to drag over a label, and I'm going to call it LBL Pay Hour. And I made it camel case, so I made a capital P and then lowercase a-y, capital H, lowercase r. That's the way people write these. You cannot have embedded spaces in these names. So I've got label paper hour. And then I'm going to scroll down and I'm going to change the text box to say pay per hour, colon. And now I've changed the label. Since I said text box, I meant label. I've changed the label to say pay per hour. And now I'm going to drag over a text box. So I'm dragging over, or I can just click on it and come over here and draw it. I can either drag or click and come over and draw it.
Oh, that's how you do it.
And now I'm going to name this TXT, pay per hour. Okay, so that's my text box, TXT, pay per hour. Okay, the next one I want to put on is hours. So go ahead and put up a label for hours and a text box for hours. I'd call it just hours, H-O-U-R-S. LBL hours or TXT hours, depending on which it is.
Wait, you say IPI or LBL?
LBL, the label.
Oh, I got it. Then I got the back to too.
As long as you do the consistency, it doesn't matter. But I'd make it LBL, but it doesn't matter as long as you're consistent. So you're now going to put in hours. So I put over the A label and I'm changing it to say LBL hours. And I made a capital H on hours. And then I am scrolling down to change its text. And its text is going to say hours. And I'm putting colons after it. You don't have to have colons. I just think it looks nice. And then I am putting on a text box, and the text box is going to have hours. So I'm going to name that TXT hours. Okay, so I've got text hours.
The next one is text hours?
Mm-hmm. So I've got a paper hour, and I've got hours. And now I'm going to put a place called pay to figure out, because I'm going to have it calculate pay. So I'm going to bring over a label, and I'm going to make that label say LBL pay. And I scroll down to the text box and change that to say pay colon. And now I have got my labels all there. And now I need to put one more text box in, which is where the pay will be going. So I'm going to name that text pay. So, I have labeled these. This one is text pay. This one is text hours. And this one is text pay per hour. So,
those are the labels that I've given it.
All the, I'm sorry, the text box names I've given it. Okay, how you doing, everyone? Okay. So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to put on a button. So I come over here to my toolbox and I find a button, and I'm putting a button on there. And it's calling it button one, and I want to call it something else. So I'm going to call it BTN for button. Calculate. So I'm calling it BTN Calculate with a capital C. So that's going to be the button that I want to click on when I want to calculate. So I'm calling it BTN Calculate. I know you guys like the back row, but if you can't see, you might consider another possible location. And then I'm going to change the text box for this, and I'm going to write the word calculate so that the word calculate shows up in the middle of the button. So now I have a button with the word calculate. So this is what my form looks like. So I have set up my user interface. And I can drag those around and position them to make it look nice and all that good stuff.
Whenever you want.
That's right.
Basically.
So now what I'm going to do is do the calculate. Okay?
So to do that, I double click on the word calculate. And I'm going to make the toolbox go down. So I'm turning that little click to be sideways because I want more room. And
sideways?
Just click on it.
Yeah.
So now I've got my button calculate. So now look what happened. I double clicked on a button and it came up and it wrote private sub end sub. And it said, this is the private sub called button calculate. And underscore click means when it's clicked on, this is what I'm going to do. This is called the click event. So when I click on it, this is what I'm going to do. So now I can put in here the code that I want it to execute when I click on the button. So I'm going to start out, and pay is where I want to put the answer. So I'm saying text pay, that's the text box that I call text pay, dot text, which means I want to put it into that button, the text property. I want to make it the text of that button. I mean, of that field, sorry. I want to make it the text of that field, of that text box. So I'm saying textpay.text, which means I want to make it the text of that box. Now, if you remember, when I put up the label, I changed the text. When I put up the bottom button, I changed the text. When I put up the text box, I didn't change the text. I just left it blank. So now I'm saying I want to put in some text into text pay.
Wait until I get this explanation done, and then you can ask.
Okay, so now I'm saying text pay is equal to text pay per hour. And notice it kind of comes up with them down below to help you. So in case you forgot it, it comes up with the possibility. And I'm saying take the text, which is what the user put in there, and multiply it by what the user put into the text box, the hours box.
So I'm saying take whatever the user ended in here, multiply it by whatever the user ended in X dollars, and put the result, assign the result, text pay.
Okay, questions?
Okay, I was going to think this. I did write the word text on when I was...
Then you have to use whatever you called it. Okay? The computer doesn't care if you call these things apples, bananas, peaches, and oranges. It just, you have to remember what you call it and use it. Okay, so I've now got this written so that it's going to take what I put into my text paper owl box, multiply it by what I put into my texthours.text box, and store it in the text pay box. So, notice these two things up here. Design gets me back to the design. Form 1 gets me back to the code. Design gets me back to the design. Form 1 gets me to the code. So I can just keep going back and forth there. Now I want to run it. So I am going to click on this start up here that has the green kind of sideways triangle or whatever in it. So I'm clicking on start. And there it is. Okay, so there's my form. Okay. Now I'm going to go in on the background and go back to show that so that I can see the code while I'm running this. Make all of this extra stuff go away. Come on, you can do it. Good Lord. Okay, so now I'm going to put in the name is Susan. The paper hour is 30. The hours is 40. And now I'm going to click on calculate, and it calculates what should go in to pay. Because I said, take the text that is in text pay per hour, multiply it by the text that's in text dollars, and put it into, as the text, into text pay.
Now,
questions? Did everybody get some output? Everybody get some output? If you're having problems, Eric or I can help you. Okay. What I want you, the rest of you, to do, and we'll answer questions, is to actually go back out, come back in and do something similar to this, just so you're comfortable with it. Okay? So take a few minutes, go back out, start a new project, and get something that you're comfortable with. So make sure you're comfortable with the steps. Okay. So you look to have some problem, right? Oh, we'll move on.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what is the problem?
Try to
put it
in,
but
I guess this isn't what happened.
Okay, well, first you put in something there and something there.
I know. How do I just go back to the
basis? Well, the different basis is right there.
I
should. And right there.
But how do I get back to
the basis?
You want me to ask
this out? This isn't working?
It is. No, it is working.
Well, let me see. Now calculate. Click on calculate.
so it's not doing the calculation. So it appears to be giving me some problems over here. But it doesn't like what you did. So my suspicion is that you didn't call the things that you said the right names. So basically you've got to go back and make sure that
whatever you call this is what you're using. It doesn't matter that you didn't call it what I said to call it, but you've got to call it by the same thing.
So how do I go back to the? So how do I go back to the ending? Right now,
click on that. I can't get you up. Yep. And then the design is there, and the code is there.
If you want to stop running this, you can either click on that little rectangle up there, or you can click on the X. Okay? And the program will stop. So you can click on the little square, kind of brownish rectangle square, whatever it is, or you can click on the X over in the corner. So you got to find out where you didn't name it right. Okay. Because I call this box right here text paper out. Good.
I send that again.
Okay. I call that box text paper out.
The paper out.
I call this one text out.
Alright.
I call this one text pay. So what I've got to do is then I use text pay per hour up here. I use text hours up there. And I use pay over here. Okay, we can do this. So I've got to make sure that I, whatever I call them, that's the name that I use. If I call them apples, then I got to use the word apples. But whatever I call them has got to be the name that I use in the calculation. You know, we're dealing with a dumb machine here, folks. And a dumb machine needs you to tell it where to find something. Questions, anybody? So once you decide what you want to call something, that's the name you have to use in the calculation. And that's where I think you're going off. Right?
They click LB and L.
click it.
No, I write them as LBL.
The labels are LBL. The text boxes I write is TXT. I don't know what you wrote them as.
I wrote them as LBL.
Well, click on this.
Oh.
We change that to text name.
So just make change the text?
TXT name.
And I should do the same for the others.
I would, because labels are one thing and text boxes are another thing. No, I write lowercase t's.
Oh, okay, curious.
Okay, now I've got this form. And as you're making yours, I'm going to go back to the design. And I can click on the background here. And it's the background. Notice when I click on that background, it's the background of Form 1. So I can now scroll down, or up as the case may be, and find something that says back color. So there's back color. And it's a property for the form. So if I click on this and click on custom, but just try them all if you have to, I can give it a background color of light green. Okay, so now my form has a background color of light green. If I don't like the light green, then I can go in here and click again and pick maybe beige. Okay, so I can give a background color to these things. Now, let's say I would like the labels or all the stuff on the form to change the four color. I can go and say the four color, I'm going to customize it and make it red. So now my four color is all red. Then if I decide, I can go into font and click on the three dots there. That means there's lots of stuff. Click on the three dots, and I can say, I want this to be bold, and then 12. And if I want a different font, I can pick a different font. But I can set it up the way I want. And so now I've got everything red, bold, and a different font. Now, if I want to change the insides of the pay, I click on text pay. And when I click on text pay, I can go and I can make its color, oh, let's go with blue. So I made its color blue, and I'm going to make it bold and 16. So now if I run this, John is bold. Body, and I click on calculate, and it comes out, and I change its color to blue, and so it's showing up as blue. So I can go in and do a lot of things by changing the properties on my form, and I can change the properties for an individual text box, or I can change the properties for the whole form. But interestingly enough,
when I changed the properties for the whole clause, it changed the text, it changed the bold, but it didn't change the color until I did it just for that one field. So the color didn't become red, even though I'd said set the four color to red. It only set the red for the things that were on the frog. If I want to put something in a box, I had to set it individually, click on that box, and say I want it to be blue. Okay. So as you're playing with this, please play with the properties a little. Get some color, get some size, whatever, on your form. Yeah. What? Okay, so we're now saying text pay, text pay per hour, text hours, good. So now let's go look at your form. Click on design to see your form. Okay, so now this is supposed to be text pay per hour. Click on that. Let's see what you called it. Okay, you made a lot of stuff go away. So let's make that go away. So this is, you called it text box 2, and that's why it's not working. So you can scroll on. And change that to text paper out, just the way you wrote it in the other code.
Oh, now I see what you mean.
Because it's not going to figure it out.
I finally get it now.
Good.
It wasn't the names, it was the text box that didn't work.
Apparently. Right. And so you got to change it on all the text boxes, I suspect.
Yep. So yeah, my fault. Well, at least I customized it pink. Don't. Well, look at me. My favorite color is pink.
Good. So now I do a file save all periodically. Okay, so I did a file save all. Now I called it first 12 November 7th. So I saved it on my F drive. So pay attention for just a minute. I saved it on my F drive as first 12 November 7th. Last class I did first 11. Okay, so first 12 November 7th is what I saved it as, and I saved it on the F drive. If I click on this, it has a whole bunch of stuff, and one of them is a folder, and if I click on the folder, I see a lot more stuff, which is why I said you should put it into a folder and have it go into a folder. Because if I click on this, I see a whole bunch of other stuff that happened behind the scenes. So what you have to do is save it as a folder, and then to get it to me, you have to zip up that folder and send me the folder. Because if I'm going to run it, I need the whole folder. You can't just send me bits and pieces. I got to have the whole folder. So zip it up and send me the folder. Now, we have a problem already that you can't send me anything from Bristol CC. Well, I'm going to have another problem. Gmail gets very upset with executables being sent. And so when you try to send me Visual Basic, zipped up, Gmail gets upset.
No worries.
So, what you can do, if you want to still send it using Gmail, is you can change the zip extension to JPG or something like that, and that seems to effectively fool Gmail, and so they buy on to the fact that this is not an executable, and that will get through to me. And then in the email, you can just say, change it back to zip. And I will change it back to zip. But If you try to send me a zip file with Gmail, it's a problem. Okay? I don't know of any others that have caught on to that executable problem, but anyway. Yes.
The details accept that we need the name text.
Okay, that's probably because what you call it over there. Call it name, call the text name there. And that should have been the LBL name. Right. But if you practice enough. So anyway, you've got to zip this up and send it to me and cross your fingers and hope it gets through.
Or you can use Office 365.
If you have a total lot of trouble, as you said, with WinSCP, but I usually save that as the next layer when we have a problem, but you can always put something up on WinSCP, like where you put your web page, and send me the address to download it. So that's the other way around. I usually save that as when all else fails, but that's the other alternative that you can use.
I'm going to take a start test here.
Okay, good. Be sure that you do a save all when you're done, before you close up. Okay? And check all the names and make sure you got them all right.
They're known as labeled, right?
The ones that are a label are known as label, the others are known as TXT. So you've got to make sure that the LBL ones all say LBL and that the text ones all say TXT. Is everybody getting something that's working?
So, no caps.
Well, if you use caps, then you have to be consistent. That's the big thing, is consistency. I don't use caps for text, but you've got to be consistent. Are you guys getting something odd? You got some nice colors. Are you getting something? Okay. These are the labels. Now, okay, so they're ready to go, do you think? Maybe put the code in? Okay, so you double click on that. So now it is, you still call the button, but that's fine. So now you put in the calculation and it'll be right there. And that means when you click on button 1, it will be that calculation. Okay? And all the fields, when you do that, have to have a dot text on them. So if I look at my code,
they have a
is the name of the box. Dot text meaning the text property of that box. So I say textpay.text equals textpayperhour.text times texthours.text. So you're using the three names that you gave when you put those text boxes on the form. So you can say whatever you call that. And then I'm going to close it by doing close solution.
So I've done close solution, and that's closing it. And I want to capture that. Okay, so now the next thing I'm going to do is, if you go to my website, I have a whole lot of examples. Whoops, they're under programs. And the two that I want to look at are these two, the first one and the third one. So those are the two that I want to look at. So what you're going to do to look at those is we are going to do, click on it, and right-click on it and do Save Link As. Right-click and do Save Link As. And that will save it, only I've already got it saved, so I'm not saving it. Okay, but right-click and do Save Link As. Now, what it will do is it saves the zipped file. You then have to go back and unzip it. Okay, so you have to go back and unzip it. But Save Link As will save the zip file, and then you can go and unzip it. And I want you to save the first one and the third one. So I'm going to open the first one, and when I open it, I do Open Project Solution. No idea what I just did there. Nope, that's not what I want, clearly. So I wanted to go back and say File Open Project Solution. And that's the thing I wanted a picture of to save, and I wasn't getting it. And now I've got it. So I'm saying Open Project Solution, and I am picking first SP12. And I finally, after I click on it a few times, I get the one that shows this kind of IO kind of symbol and all that good stuff. If you click on that, that is what will open the program. So I'm clicking on that, and now I have got the program. Okay, so there's the program. And you can see I changed some color on this and all that good stuff. Okay, so I've got two fields here, two text boxes. One of them is called text name, and the other is called text output. So if I double click on the click button, it says, I want you to make text output. I want you to change the text in text output to say hello in quotes, so that's a little concatenated with text name.txt. So I want you to print out hello and then text name.txt. So if I run this, I say John, and I click, and it says hello, John. So clearly I went in and I changed the color on this to green, and I changed all of those kinds of things that we looked at. Okay? So it's now saying hello, John. The next one, so I'm going to close this, close solution. And I'm going to open the next one, which is basic math. And again, I get down to the one that has the IO on it, and I double click on that to open it. Okay. Now this one has a bunch of different buttons. So let me go back and look at the buttons. So this, I go back into design mode, and I can see that I have a first number, a second number, and then I have add, subtract, multiply, divide. And another button that says close. So I'm doing lots of stuff. I'm going to put in the numbers. I'm going to run this. And I'm going to put in the numbers 12 and 2. And I'm going to click on add. And what did I get? I got 122. So does that mean, what was it doing? Think to JavaScript. In JavaScript, the plus can mean to either add or concatenate. Well, here, the plus can also mean either add or concatenate. So it concatenated. Now, how do we fix that in JavaScript? We use parse float or parse integer or something like that. Well, here I can either put a val there that works the same as parse float, or I can put cint, which means convert to integer, or cdc, which means convert to decimal. But I have to do all those. Now notice I have three things here. Two of them have a single quoted version. That turns them into the comment. Notice they turn green as a comment. Okay? So I'm going to get out of here, and I'm going to comment out the one that doesn't work. Come on. And I'm going to open up the one that has C integer. So now if I run this, and put in 12 and 2 again and do an add, I'm getting 14. Because I put the C integer around textFirst.text and the C integer around textSecond.text, so it added as opposed to concatenated. Same principle that we saw in JavaScript. Okay? The multiply, divide, and subtract all work fine. So they all have a different button, and when I double-click on the button, it makes the private cell the end cell, and I can put the text in there. So I put in the text and the subtract, and that works. I put in the text to multiply, and that works. I put in the text to divide, and that works. Now I can get out of here three different ways. I can hit this little kind of brownish, squarish rectangle up there. That gets me out. I can click on the X in the corner of the form. That gets me out. Or I put in a close button, and inside the button it says me.close, which means close me. So I can use any one of those to close up. So if I hit me close, it does a me close and it's closed. Okay. Okay. Thursday we will play with this a lot more. But I am done for now. Make sure you try opening one of mine at least so that you can go through and see it open. We've got all of 7 minutes left, so try to open one of mine and make sure that that works all right, so that you have the basics under control.
So, how do I do this?
How do you do what?
How do I open up two doors?
Well, have you finished the other one yet? Have you got it working yet?
I've been trying, but it's not really